Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is 8:40 on this icy Thursday morning. Remember last summer, President Biden signed into law the PACT Act, P-A-C-T, the PACT Act, which is a huge expansion of veteran benefits. And, you know, if you're a veteran or you know a veteran that was glad to see the PACT Act being signed into law, you may be wondering, well, now what? How do we take advantage of what's in the PACT Act? Joining us right now is Andy Henyon from the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency to kind of walk us through what's available for veterans who have been impacted by toxic exposures. He's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. This is a really big deal, the PACT Act. Tell us what exactly this does for veterans.
Sure. So the PACT Act is the most significant expansion of veteran benefits and care in more than three decades. What it does, it opens up VA health care and benefits to probably a third of the veterans out there around the country. So with about 16.5 million veterans in this country, approximately 5 million could be impacted positively by this new law. So it basically brings in a new group of presumptive conditions that apply under the PACT Act, right? So there's 12 respiratory conditions, and then there's roughly 12 cancer-related presumptive conditions. And we can get into those more, but these are all spelled out on the VA website, which is very thorough and clear on what the PACT Act covers.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that we direct everybody to that so that they can find it. Because as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, these benefits don't just automatically kick in. People are going to need to look into this a little bit more, right?
That's correct. They do not automatically kick in. Veterans have to make the inquiry into the benefits. The best way to do that is to contact an accredited Veterans Service Officer, and there are many of them around the state. The first stop might be in your county. So in St. Clair County, be the St. Clair County Veterans Affairs Offices. They have a real nice page that lays out a lot of the different healthcare that's available to veterans. A second avenue is a veteran service organization like a VFW, American Legion, a DAV, Disabled American Veterans. They all have their own accredited service officers. Veteran service officers that work with veterans to get them signed up for benefits. And then finally, our agency, the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, which is a state agency. We work with the VA. We're not the VA. Mm-hmm. We also have VSOs that work directly with veterans. All of these veteran service officers, it's important to note, work free of charge for the veteran. There should be no charge for the veteran. We're seeing a lot of solicitations by attorneys and such who want to help veterans, but out ads to help veterans, but in the end they're charging for something that shouldn't be charged for, that these VSOs are, in effect, experts on knowing how to file the claim for the veteran. So we strongly encourage the veteran to turn to a veteran service officer.
Yeah, I absolutely shouldn't have to pay for these benefits that are due them, that they have certainly have a right to. You mentioned some of the respiratory ailments that are covered here, and these are essentially veterans who maybe were exposed to Agent Orange or burn pits and things like that, right?
That's correct. So it covers essentially three eras of veterans. It covers Vietnam-era veterans. It covers Gulf War veterans, like myself, and it also covers post 9/11 veterans. So if you go onto the PACT page through the VA, you can see some of the new and existing presumptive conditions that are covered. For instance, for Gulf War and post 9/11 veterans, chronic rhinitis is one of the new presumptive conditions, along with melanoma, lymphoma of any type, gastrointestinal cancer of any type. So there's a list of them that have been added. If when you talk about Vietnam veterans, and this is a biggie, right? So high blood pressure is covered as a presumptive condition. And you can imagine with our Vietnam veterans, many of them, you know, advancing in age, high blood pressure might be a problem. So suddenly that's covered. So you should definitely reach out to your VSO, you know, to see if you fall under these categories. And then secondly, it's important to note that if you filed a claim before and it was denied, you can refile that claim now as a supplemental claim, and the VA will now review that claim under the new law. So obviously, if you know, you meet the criteria and you go through a VSO, you ostensibly have a very good chance to get that reversed.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. That's good to know. That's going to help a lot of people. Again, they can go through the St. Clair County Veterans Affairs Office or the Michigan Veterans Affairs Office and find more information there.
Yes, sir. Yep. So our website is michigan.gov/MVAA, or just Google in Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. We have a nice page that we're the connecting agency for Michigan veterans. So, you know, all the VA stuff's on our page, on our site. There's a county locator map you can go to, and hit that, and it has a real time tracker. So you, a locator. So where you're at, it'll bring up the closest veteran service officer to you. So you can reach out there. Yes, you can go to the St. Clair County Veterans Affairs Office. They're a great outfit there. Or again, you can go to the VFW, or the Legion, or the DAV, or any veteran service organization you belong to, because they often have their own VSOs that work with veterans.
Well, that is great information. I really appreciate you sharing that with us this morning, Andy. Thanks. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul.
You bet. All right, take care. Bye-bye.